This is Fresh Air. On March 30th at B.B. King's Club in New York City, the Moving Sidewalks will play their first gig since 1969. This reunion probably doesn't mean much to you unless you're aware that the Sidewalks' guitarist is Billy Gibbons, who later founded ZZ Top. But the Moving Sidewalks left a recorded legacy behind, and rock historian Ed Ward says it's pretty interesting.
There must be something in the water, or the beer, in Texas that caused the huge eruption of garage bands and psychedelic bands in the mid-1960s, because there sure were a lot of them, and their records on obscure labels have kept collectors busy for decades. Most of them were amateurs, but the Coachmen, who came together around 1964, were different. Billy Gibbons had grown up in Houston as the son of Top Society orchestra leader Fred Gibbons and had watched his father deal with getting and playing jobs and dealing with musicians. By the time he was 14, he'd put together a band, the Saints, to try to play the blues he heard on Houston's Black Station. From there, it was Billy G and the 10 Blue Flames, and then came the Coachmen. They were no different from a lot of bands of the day, playing parties, school dances, and the occasional teen club, and their repertoire moved between hits of the day and the blues Billy was so intent on exploring. In April 1966, they recorded a couple of tunes, originals, that went over well at their gigs. Ninth Floor was obviously their rave-up number, but nothing happened to the tape, and the band broke up. Drummer Dan Mitchell stuck with Billy, though, and a new band, the Moving Sidewalks, emerged. Their approach was different. They'd been listening to English bands and the few recordings leaking out of San Francisco. Then, the biggest surprise of all, from Austin, virtually next door, came a band called the 13th Floor Elevators, who were not only writing and performing top-quality material, but also had been playing the ballrooms in San Francisco as equals to the local bands there. That just made Billy set his sights higher for the Moving Sidewalks, and early in 1967, they recorded a new version of 99th Floor for a local label, Tentara, and Houston Radio jumped on it immediately. It was the top record in Houston almost immediately. It was selling so fast that Tentara leased it to Scepter Wand, a New York label that had the Kingsmen, the Shirelles, and Dionne Warwick. The band was touring regionally with top bands, and it was time for another single. Billy was happy to comply. Again, this did well locally, and as 1968 dawned, the band was tapped to open four shows by an American guy who'd gone to England and become famous. Meeting Jimi Hendrix changed Billy Gibbons' life and his music. Yeah. out with Hendrix's drummer Mitch Mitchell obviously had an effect on the Sidewalks drummer Dan Mitchell, too. By the time this was recorded, the Moving Sidewalks had had a couple of problems. They'd been asked to go on a national tour opening for the Doors, but in Dallas, the band, which loved to set off pyrotechnics, overdid the flash powder and set the Doors' equipment on fire. There went that tour. And Scepter didn't see any reason to release a new version of an old Beatles tune, so they were back on Tantara. They'd been recording an album in bits and pieces, but for some reason it wasn't getting released. It didn't get released until late 2012, and as you might guess, it's very much a period piece, albeit a very well-made one. There's a 7-minute track called Joe Blues on it that definitely points to the future. The band threw their equipment in a trailer and drove out to California and hung out in Los Angeles, digging the Sunset Strip scene. They didn't get any gigs out of it and returned to Houston, where they found that Tantara still hadn't released their album. The band drifted apart and played their last gig as the Moving Sidewalks on July 4th, 1969, after which they went their separate ways. As for Dan Mitchell and Billy Gibbons, they began to form a new band that would eventually become ZZ Top, less psychedelic, more bluesy. But in Houston, people of a certain age still remember the Moving Sidewalks.
Ed Ward lives in France. The Moving Sidewalks, the complete collection, is on Rockbeat Records. The band will perform in New York on March 30th after a 44-year hiatus. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Nell Beschenstein. John Sheehan directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. From the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school, at wallacefoundation.org. And from the Pew Charitable Trusts, working to ensure the practice of medicine is guided by sound evidence and science at pewtrusts.org. This is NPR.
Last year was the hottest year in the U.S. on record. On the next Fresh Air, Justin Gillis talks about his New York Times series Temperature Rising, examining climate change and extreme weather. Also, Jake Tapper looks back on his years as ABC's White House correspondent and looks ahead to his new CNN show, which starts Monday. Join us.